Track 13 and a brief roundup of the sport, starting, of course, with football. And there seem to be lots of cup action, not just in the nation, but in this area. And it was the turn of the divisional cups to kick off this week in the South Devon Football League, offering all teams the shortest route to glory, as if you get through the first round, you're automatically in the quarter final, and just two wins from a cup final. Just four games were lost to the midweek rain, so a big well done to all the volunteer ground staff that worked their socks off to get their pitches playable. So the first cup we're going to look at is in the first division, and that's the George Belly Cup. And that's for the Premier Division teams, and there were some mixed results in the first round. Paignton Saints navigated their way past a determined Chudley Athletic side by 2-1. Also safely through are Newton Abbott Spurs, who overcame their neighbours Newton Abbott 66 by 3-0. Bottom club Besan's Rovers enjoyed a win at last, but they had to play extra time and penalties against Elberton Villa, who lost their goalkeeper to injury. The game ended 4-4, but Rovers won the shootout with the perfect five. In the only Premier Division game that week played was Kingsdaintown Athletic, and they had a great win against Walden Athletic with a 2-0 home win. On to the Dartmouth Cup in Division 1, and there was only one game played there due to the pitch being available, and Bobby Tracy took a trip to the seaside to take on Brixham Town, and the game went to form a 2-0 win. And this keeps them on track for a successful season. The Lidstone Cup is next, and that's in the Division 2 Cup, with Barton Athletic suffering a shock first-round exit to local rivals Watcombe Wanderers in a dramatic penalty shootout where both teams missed, but Barton missed more. In Division 2, in the only league game in Division 2, Paignton Villa seconds moved into fourth place by beating Newton Rovers 3-0. In the Ronald Cup in Division 3, the three games all went to form with three of the top five teams in the league progressing to the quarterfinals. Elberton Villa thirds made their biggest statement with a 5-1 win against a Walden Athletic second team. Another Plymouth-based team that made it through was Drake Football Club with a decent result of 3-0 against Liverton United. Kingsdaintown Athletic seconds joined the two Plymouth teams in the next round, courtesy of a 3-1 victory at Totnes and Dartington. Division 4's Les Bishop Cup, the two games that were played also went the way of the form book, with Kings Kurzweil scoring 9 against Broadhampton without reply, and Templar Way grasping a first taste of cup success with a 3-1 victory versus Newton Rovers. The only league game played in Division 4, Teen Village won 5-1 against Kingsbridge. And defences dominated as Ivybridge Town and Buckland Athletic shared the points in a goalless draw at Erm Valley in the Jewson Western League on Saturday, February the 1st. And on to rugby, and the All Whites unbeaten run, I'm afraid, was ended by Okehampton. The Newton Abbotts RSC's three-game unbeaten run in South West 2 West ended with a 38-22 defeat in the Devon Derby at Okehampton. And Jeff Warne, who captained Crediton RFC and coached both seniors and juniors at Tynmouth RFC, has a Memorial Cup in his honour when the two meet. The latest instalment saw the two cross paths in the league, and it was Tynmouth who opened the scoring in the latest instalment, though as Billy called that cross for a 0-5 advantage on their travels. It ended up with a score at 27-28. Sounds like a very close game. And Tynmouth's women's 15 were also in action as they hosted Cambourne, and their defeat was by a much larger margin, unfortunately, with Cambourne taking an early lead, and that set them on their way to a 5-63 success. And New Cross remain on station behind leaders Crediton Quins in Devon 2 North East after beating Exeter Athletic 22-3. And that concludes our roundup of the sport for this week.